Here, and okay, we're starting. Okay, hello everyone. This is Plus 90 with Tamar and
Kemal.
And today we have a guest, Erden from Mongolia, who is going to play songs that are all Mongolian. Do you want to introduce yourself, Erden? Like, what are you studying? How did you come here? Stuff like that.
Sure.
Few childhoods, so now.
Okay, so my name is Erden, and I'm a freshman here. I major in psychology and government and law, double majoring, and I'm enjoying my freshman year pretty much.
Okay. So, should we start playing the first song and then talk about what the song goes about?
Sure.
Yeah, I just woke up. I'll wake up as we play the first song.
Okay.
Well, actually the same. I took like 3 hours of that.
Really? Yeah, I just slept from 7:30 to like 8:50.
Wow.
It was so nice.
I like haven't taken any naps this semester at all, actually.
I've been taking more and more naps. I think I'm getting old.
True.
I love naps, like, I think it's just like because I have 8 a.m.s, I always, you know, and I always sleep late because I'm bad at scheduling myself. And, you know, after I wake up early, I'm asleep during the day, and then it's a cycle that repeats itself.
Mm. It's actually pretty tiring, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the nice thing is, like, when you take naps, actually, your dreams are more vibrant, so you actually have like you remember your dreams better because especially with power naps, it's just like a quick strong and that's why twice I actually did lucid dreaming when I was doing power napping.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, but I was also like writing down my dreams during that period, and that was in freshman year. But I just know that, you know, if you're napping, you know, you actually remember your dreams a bit better, especially if you're taking notes of them. So
just, yeah. Also, Erden, when you speak, do you want to come a bit closer to the microphone?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe a bit closer.
I mean, I think it was fine.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe yours is even too much because see, like the bar, it's just gotta be around the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, because like when we play the song, you'll see that that bar doesn't even go around the middle section.
Yeah, I actually just came from this movie screening. I feel like you might have seen it.
Spring, summer.
What's the order of the seasons? Spring, summer, autumn, winter, and spring.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it the third time actually, but like it was the first time I saw it on big screen, and it's such a beautiful movie. Like Erden, I think you should also watch it. Plus, like if you like Korean things, it's a Korean film.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it. It's so nice.
Yeah, I've actually never heard of it. I should definitely.
You should watch it too, yeah.
If you remember, we watched Samsara.
Oh, yeah.
Was it something similar to that?
Well, I mean, this is a, like, I feel like Samsara was like more of a documentary, right?
Yes.
And this is
And just so you know, Samsara is like a documentary where they have beautiful shots of whether it could be people or dances or like landscapes or maybe even factories. It's just like nice mesmerizing shots, little videos of around the world, and there's no dialogue, so as you just watch it, there's a general theme, and it's two movies, Bark and Samsara, but you just enjoy the movie and kind of find your own meaning to it, I think.
Yeah,
it's very beautiful.
It's like a good film to watch when you're stoned, especially with the repetitions of things. And I remember there is a scene about, I think, Buddhist monks.
Yes.
Yeah, so like that makes me think of this film. But this film is like much more plot-driven, even though it's also not a lot of dialogue, and it's like very still. Like there are a lot of scenes that last for a long time, and it shows a lot of really beautiful nature and all.
Yeah, that reminds me of a lot of movies. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's like very peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they see, like, there was this one Turkish movie called Winter Sleep, and it's the, again, it has similar features like that, you know, long, beautiful shots and, like, you know, long scenes. But instead of peaceful, there's this constant tension in that movie, and that tension never gets resolved. It just builds up, but, like, never gets resolved for 3 hours.
Oh, so wow. I've heard of that film. I want to watch it sometime.
I talked about it a lot. So you may have heard it.
Well, actually, when I heard Samsara, I thought of another film that's called Samsara as well. So it's about, like, a Tibetan monk going from, like, being a monk to an ordinary man, and then having a family and having kids, and then just realizing that everything he did was kind of pointless, and then he just goes back to being a monk.
Actually, that sounds really similar to what I watched today. It's like, so this film,
a pretty sexual movie as well, a lot of, like, explicit scenes.
This one also has, like, two very explicit sex scenes.
I don't know. I know a book that's called Siddhartha, which reminds me of that story a little bit. if you have you read Siddhartha?
No.
By Hermann Hesse?
No, I have not.
It's a book about this, again, like you said, Buddhist monk leaving his tribe, and but he goes through multiple stages of life, like multiple different ways of living, and one period of his life is filled with working, making money, having pleasure, like
sex,
like running after pleasure, and also gambling as well. So, like, more modern human, like, I guess, quote-unquote pleasures. And then, you know, after he spends 20 years there, he realizes that he got lost in samsara, and then he leaves, even though he also has a son there or something like that. But that's just, like, one part of it. Later, he doesn't go back to his tribe, but he rather lives by this river. But whatever. I don't want to spoil it. It's a good book. Read it.
Well, I mean, it's really interesting how, like, we just thought of a few things that, like, have this theme of, like, Buddhist monk
leaving
and then going back, or, like, doing something to be spiritual again.
Well, even though it was spiritual, I didn't like the way they depicted women, like, as being in
the film that you mentioned.
Yeah, it's like, this guy was, like, innocent monk, and then he sees, like, a woman he falls in love, so the woman is depicted as a bad sin that kind of makes him deviate from his, like,
in this film too that I watched, like, the man basically leaves this Buddhist island because he's running after a man, and, like, yeah, he got influenced by, basically, like, yeah, he was horny, so he left. And then, like, he actually kills his wife, like, 10 years later when she cheats on him with another man. And, like, when he goes back to his master, like, the master says something like, oh, what we want, other people want too. We need to learn how to let things go. To let go of the things that we like, something like that.
Well, I guess that's, like, a pretty unusual logic.
Yeah. Okay, let's play the first song.
All right.
Okay, so... okay, so the band's name is The Lemons, right?
Yes, it's actually a pretty famous band in Mongolia, and it plays, like, live rock, live music.
Yeah, and is the name pronounced something like Sulin Yang?
So Sulin
Uyanga?
Yeah, the name is Su Tlingoyang.
Oh, okay, that's completely different from what I tried.
Anyways, good try, dude.
Okay, let's listen to it. What does it mean?
It's the last melody. So
last melody?
Okay. Should I talk about the song now?
Let's listen to it first and then talk about it. Okay. Wow, that was amazing. So the video of the song was about these two girls in love, and I guess like, wait, did they end up together or did they break
up?
No,
they broke up. That's why the song is called The Last Melody.
Oh, but apparently it's the first like LGBT
themed song in Mongolia.
That's like amazing. I would never imagine Mongolia having LGBT-themed
Well, it's actually getting like pretty open and everything these days among the younger generation. Actually, this song got a lot of support. I don't know if it's because the girls were pretty
the
support of LGBTQ communities rising in Mongolia, but either way, it got a lot of support.
Wow, that's amazing. Like, because I'm thinking back about Georgia and like, I don't think we have any LGBT themed songs and like videos and like movies or anything like that.
We actually have two movies that came up about the LGBTQ community, even though it's getting like a lot criticized by Mongolian critics. It's like groundbreaking in Mongolia, so it's a progress.
That's amazing. I like would never think that actually. That's really cool. So what was the like? What were the lyrics saying?
So we went for a long journey. We held hands, but I didn't know you were like fading away.
Oh,
like how can I deny this love? Like this love is real. So basically, that's
the okay. Song. Wow, and I really love the tune as well. It just shot really beautifully. Cool. So when did this come out?
I would say. Was the date on that song?
It says like September 2015.
Well, yeah, it came up like 2 years ago. It's actually a recent song.
So the guy who's singing, he was wearing sunglasses the whole time, but like, is he Mongolian?
He is Mongolian, so there is this joke about him. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't know how he looks without his sunglasses because he always wears them. And people are like, oh, does he have like a problem with his eyes or no? But anyways, I guess that's his like personal style.
I had a teacher in the third grade who I've never seen without his glasses on. But I guess the thing is, like, someone said that something happened to his eyes, like, when he was younger, so he just never takes these, like, sunglasses off. Yeah, it was, like, really weird, like, being taught in the classroom. Yeah, he was teaching math, mm-hmm. like, with sunglasses on. It was really strange. Okay.
Yeah, how about the song? What did you think about the song, Tomer? I personally really liked it.
I really liked the tune. I really liked the video. I liked how it is LGBT themed. Like, I loved it. Like, I'm gonna actually remember this name and look it up and listen to it on my own time. Mm-hmm.
Do we have like a general genre today, or are you gonna?
No,
just
it's okay. Like all over the place. Right, I'm gonna play some like traditional music, yeah. Rock music, pop music.
That's great. Okay. Most of the time is. I mean, I think that that's the best way. Also, maybe you could log the song and...
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, like, we had few people. For example, we had Atanas last year, and he only played rap songs from Bulgaria, and we didn't really get anything out of
it. I actually would not imagine him being into rap.
Actually, he was really into rap.
Wow.
And... the first time he came, we just played rap songs, and the second time he came, we actually got to play something that was more, of different genres. So I'm actually more excited now that you said that you have
cool,
different
yeah.
things.
So which one should we play next?
So just play the next song.
This one?
Yes.
I have one question. You really like that last song that we played, right?
Yes, I do.
Is there like anything... special about it?
You mean the song that I just played?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a personal connection with the actress or the model who starred in there, mm-hmm. but otherwise, I mean, it's an LGBTQ song, so I'm like a supporter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a member of the community, I would say.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was something like, you know, I used to listen to this when I commute to school, or like, I used to listen to... I was just wondering if there was something like that.
I mean, it's definitely one of my most favorite Mongolian songs.
Yeah.
Did the models who are in the song, like, did they get any like criticism or?
Well, people were actually like, "Oh, was the song about are these like lesbians?" You know, like in the closed community and rigid-minded community like Mongolia, it's kind of weird. But most of the time, I would say the supporters. They outweigh the haters.
Okay.
Of course, there are like people who would say some stuff like, oh, perverts, like, oh, homos, like lesbians.
Okay,
I mean,
let's...
That's everywhere.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
So.
Yeah, let's play the next one. So, how is this pronounced?
So, that's pronounced Sarsha Kotlnutuk.
Okay.
So, the translation would be like, my home country that's far away, like it's on the moonland. So basically I'm playing this song as a person who is far away from my home.
Yeah.
And this is the song, like a traditional Mongolian classic song that is played among people who are living abroad from Mongolia.
Oh, okay. So like,
it's something that you share on
nostalgia.
Facebook.
Yes, I did actually share it once.
That's funny.
Every country has one.
Yeah.
I remember we played one for Singapore, I think, when Rebecca was here. That was really nice.
We should invite her sometime.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, she came last year and and of course the songs are in English and she played really nice songs. And I think she actually teared up when we played the song.
Oh, that's cute.
So I'm waiting a similar reaction now.
And then it's on her phone instead of being
so the thing was that, like, last semester I took Econ 101, right?
Yeah.
And I was pretty stressed out about that class because I don't like it. And the second midterm I was preparing for it and I was quite stressed at that time. And it was like around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in Ecopian. And I listened to this song. I broke down. Immediately after listening to this song, I was just like, oh, my home country. Home.
Yeah, I never have those feelings.
Nice. I feel like I have those feelings only when I'm away, but when I'm at home, I'm like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course there are so many nice things about... Anyways, we can talk about it later. I'll talk about it later.
Okay, okay.
I also really want to open that window, so I just want this
one. Yeah, it's actually...
Okay, let's play it, let's play it.
Enjoy.
Das Quiget, Yahweh, Sach Mongol Buswe, San Quiget, Yahweh, Zeriadach Sungazra, Das Quiget, Yahweh, Zargara Arksenotga, San Quiget, Yahweh. Teilich kajbi, not gasa garsi. Not lynch of oshik, that's our sagwit in sea. Hadum quitnik, I dread we guisi. Herm humus nana inevch, tana huite. Andrus kajbi. Sagarsi ar poedajev both of the week he see zastinu her hormok harabi zersna butek kaj zoksultvi zutek si sarshik hovin datsa Quiget, Yahweh, Sach Mongol Busui, Sach Quiget, Yahweh, Zeriodach Sungazra, Sach Quiget, Yahweh, Zergorach Sungotra, Sach Quiget. artık hiçbir temulsin. Her gece çatmadıkta buradan dönme. Sarşık kodun kaza, nasıl kuyget yak ve
Okay, Erden didn't get teary, but
progress.
Yeah, I guess it's not 2 a.m. and you don't have an exam tomorrow.
Well, still, I have an exam on Thursday, but anyways.
we're getting more and more dull towards pain.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just getting old.
So. Yeah, I really like the song. I feel like... I guess, like, when the guy started singing, like, it became, like, I guess that's what I was expecting more, but, like, at first, with the tune, I thought it was gonna be more, like, rock.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, so the band is, like, a rock band. It's a classical Mongolian rock band. Mm. So this guy sings every year on our traditional Natam festival. So he's, like, an, I don't know, idol kind of a person.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's quite old, like 50, 60, I would say. Yeah. Elderly generation.
Yeah, we have a bunch of like old rock stars in Turkey too that are really
famous
idols. Yeah. But most of them, they are dead now.
Yeah, I feel like most of our like rock musicians die pretty young.
Yeah.
But I guess mostly because of drugs and stuff.
Well, I mean, Kurt Cobain, Club 27. That's the whole club.
Yeah, I mean, the ones from Turkey, you know, all the ones that I know died at late ages, you know, when they were really old. And, you know, this actually reminded me of them at the beginning, but then it kind of turned into that usual, you
more
know, missing
like mellow,
my hometown
yeah.
kind of song.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's still nice. And I definitely liked the little pictures we've seen in the video that showed us...
Little parts of Mongolia.
Yeah. It's as if I visited.
Kimal, stop being sentimental.
I'll just put myself on Google Maps to Mongolia.
You know, like...
And I'll play the song.
So I actually looked at a ticket from Georgia to Mongolia because I was like, oh, next year I'll be in Georgia. Maybe I should visit Erden. And the tickets cost like... more than the tickets
to US.
Like, I don't understand why.
Maybe it's the airlines. Maybe if you check
well,
like,
I looked
airlines
at Turkish Airlines.
Yeah, Turkish Airlines would definitely be expensive. Like, and they're really finicky about those stuff. Just, so, for example, my sister was looking at tickets, and if she takes a ticket to Düsseldorf, to Germany. The flight goes to Istanbul, then transfers to Düsseldorf, and that's $300. But if she books it to Istanbul, it's $600. $5. Oh. So it's twice the price. But if she books it to Düsseldorf, it goes to Istanbul and stops there.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they change the prices according to, you know, requests and what kind of people get on it.
Yeah, you know, I got Azerbaijan Airlines ticket for, so that I go back after graduation for, like, $400.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's the cheapest,
that's
like, nice. By far the cheapest ticket I've ever gotten for going home and, like... Well, I mean, I know I'm going to land safely because I looked at their track record and, like, all the flights have been fine.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine.
I mean, it's, like, twice as cheap as Turkish Airlines.
No,
like,
yeah,
Turkish Airlines definitely. Ticket would be, like, 900 and this was, like, 400.
Yeah, my sister found it for 600 if she wants to fly to Düsseldorf.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah, that's what she's going to do, probably. But, yeah, you know, definitely if you look into airlines that are more local... you know, Azerbaijan is not on the general research kind of stuff. But yeah, like I paid $320 to Portland, you know, to Seattle. So, you know, going to Georgia would
for
be much nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we could talk about how we miss our countries after this song, or we can move on to the next one.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, the show to become, like, a big crying session. Homes, you know, Turkey,
yeah, let's move on to the next
Mongolia.
One. Okay.
So, all right. So,
like, I have a question. Like, okay, I don't know if this happens to Georgia or, like, when you're flying back to Mongolia or if you've flew back to Mongolia yet, but when Turkish... international flights land, they clap and they get up before the...
That happened twice to me before, but they were all like vocational flights. So the one was to Jeju-do, so that's like a Korean island and people usually go there to rest. So that flight, people like clapped when it landed.
Yeah.
And the second one was when I went to Florida this winter break, people are just like, yay.
And also, like, when we land in Turkey, before the plane stops, while it's just like moving, people get up and start taking their bags. And it just, then the pilot goes like, what are you doing? WTF.
Yeah, I mean, like, I fly through Istanbul when I go home, so I've noticed that. Yeah, actually, like, when I went to California, like, no one clapped either on the way to or on the way back. And I thought it was so strange. But I guess, like, people clap more on international flights.
I think it's just, like, more to, like, in around that area, Turkey, Georgia, maybe, I don't know. Turkey just, it's, I don't know, it's funny. And like the vibe of the, you know, the passengers change so suddenly, you know, they ask like rude questions to the, you know, people on the flight, or like they just, you know, try to get out of the plane really fast. They push each other. And I'm just like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, when I, actually, like, for me, the vibe of the flight changes when I get on the flight from Istanbul to Tbilisi.
Yeah.
Because, like, from New York to Istanbul, I think a lot of people are international. Like, I guess, like, probably just visiting Turkey for fun. Then a lot of people from Turkey to Georgia, like, I guess most people are actually Georgians. And the vibe changes so much. And I try to, like, not even talk to anyone in Georgian because, like, I don't like most of the people who, like... who come from the US or I don't know, or even from Turkey, like, who are Georgians, and I feel like they
snobby people, maybe.
Sometimes they're either too snobby or sometimes they're just like, well, I mean, this is bad to say, but like I kind of see them as kind of backwards, like the kind of people who
primitive.
Yeah, let's just go into the next song. Yeah, before I demonstrate my snobbishness.
Thank you for ruining my romantic song.
Okay, so this song
I'm playing that song for my girlfriend.
Oh.
Who's listening to this
show
right
now? Oh my
god,
wow. I'm so sorry. Oh, hey Taz.
All right, Taz. The song is for you.
So she's listening already?
I think she's listening to it.
Okay, she should be.
Oh, you got too exciting now.
You should have. I'm shaking. Okay, Erden, you should have like told me in advance, and like then we would have prepared like a better way of like introducing
it. I think it's fine. You know? We're just being ourselves.
Okay, love you, Taj.
I love you.
Hey, Taj.
Okay, right, so this is. Do you wanna say the song name?
Yeah, sure. It's sung by one of the famous artists in Mongolia, Nara. So that's like one of the most famous female singers in Mongolia. And the song's name is Welcome to My Heart.
Cute. Okay. Enjoy.
Ганц модногон хивэр өнгөрсөн шөн орсон цас түнд дурла хайлжэ оригон зарууж мөчөртөн буугаад хайлхан эн цас яг над шиг дурулжэ сарна өвлийн аг бүрхэн урагжээ засан ширхэг дээрээс биш хөл дороос бодорна хайрт минь чи миний сэтгэлийн жаргал юм шүү Welcome to my heart эргэн таран дун цагаан Нисэх шумууд цагаан чамдаа мөхсөн сэтгэл мэн мөнхийн цагаан миний харин орон зайд өрхөж биш чи минь урд оршин дандаа Ich bin ein Urnarsch und dann da.
That was so cute.
So, what do you think?
I mean, I played it for my girlfriend. I think it's cute.
What does she think?
I think she is happy.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I hope. So basically, the song's lyrics, it says... it's kind of hard to translate, but like, the love I give to you, it's as white and as pure as snow, and there are like a million people in the world, but the only one for me is you.
That's so cute. I just like love people being cute.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a little too much, I know. Okay. So, what should we do next?
Well, I don't want to ruin anything, so...
Yeah, I feel like if we keep, I feel like we just have to move on.
Okay. Let's just move on to another song.
So we can keep, like...
Yeah. So we keep this memory as something pleasant and simple.
As like, as a green tree, as an evergreen tree in a snowy environment.
As
environment.
I don't even know, forest, whatever.
Okay,
anyway,
next one.
Okay, so how is it pronounced?
So the song's name is Her, which is love in Mongolian.
Wait, this one?
Yes,
this entire thing is
no
pronounced
that's
as
just
there?
That's just a misnomer or
oh.
Like that's just a mistake.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, enjoy.
Hoysil production үзүүлж байна. Драмын урлагийг дэмжигч оргил худалдааны төв.
Yeah.
Let's
not.
Yeah, we don't know what that song is about.
So
and we don't want to know. No, okay. That was a really nice song too.
It is a really nice song.
So to talk about the artists, the woman, she was the singer of the previous song, Welcome to My Heart.
Hmm.
And one of the singers, the guy, the old man or whatever. So that person was the one who sang the second song about the country.
World. Yeah, yeah. The sentimental one.
Yeah, the sentimental one.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that was nice. And then there was this another male singer who was younger.
Yeah, so he's a really famous artist in Russia, even though he's Mongolian.
Oh, yeah, you told.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay.
So let's play this last song, and I think that's probably going to be the end of it, and then we can talk for, like, a minute or two. Or
oh, wow, yeah, really.
Or should we just say goodbye to people?
No, let's just play that last song, because I think that's the one that's...
Oh, I mean, like, should we say goodbye to people now and let them listen to the song?
We can do a close-up.
Okay. Okay, let's play it.
Enjoy.
The Colors, Mind Oddity.
Yes.
Is it...
Nu der, naked kun tinkerung. Zu den, bei mari hotet nicht spät. Huvon schirze. Zu long schirze. Be hard and quick to make it fast, be you try to quit.
Well, we're right on time.
So we've come to an end of our show. That was a really nice song and a really nice video, and yeah, like, makes you think that Mongolian young people are having fun all the time.
Yeah, I feel like there was, you know, so much more that we could talk about Mongolia and these songs today, because, you know, these all were really well chosen songs, and, you know, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you should come again whenever you want.
Okay.
And we can have more conversation next time rather than
Less songs, maybe. About splitting from
well,
you can
plan the order of your songs more appropriately. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming, even though we know that you are very busy, and good luck with your exam on Thursday.
Well,
and hi again to Taz.
You're so annoying. Hi from your third wheel tomorrow.
I mean, like, I don't have anyone to say hi to, like myself, you know, so at least let me say hi to your girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We get
so,
it.
Oh yeah, we should do this. You are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio,
Easton,
Pennsylvania.
And this was Plus 90 with Kemal. This is Anne.
And Tamar.
And we had our guest
Erden.
Wait, can you actually like pronounce like your like real like Mongolian name?
So my full name is Erden Jargal, and pronounced in Mongolian is Erden Jargal.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
But I just cannot. But anyway, thank you so much for coming.
Wait. Did they make you say your name and record it at the beginning of the year so that they're going to try to pronounce it at the end of the senior year?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Wait, who did?
Because they're not going to be able to pronounce it.
Wait, who? Janine?
No, I mean, when you're getting your first ID card, they actually record you saying your name. And they study it, quote-unquote, study it so that they can pronounce it during graduation when you're getting your diploma. But, of course,
did not remember that. Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm planning on skipping the graduation, so maybe we'll see. You can tell me.
Also, that's a really cool wallpaper. Anyway, good night, everyone, and thanks for listening, and thanks, Erden, for coming. Okay.
See you next week.